Philippians, chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops, pastors, and deacons, G.R.A.C.E.B. to you and peace, from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, always in my every prayer for you all, making request with joy, because of your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is appropriate for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all share in my grace. Because God is my witness, how greatly I long after you all with the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you, may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. But I desire that you should understand, brothers, that the things which happened to me have turned out rather to the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are clearly seen in all the palace and in all other places, and many of the brothers in the Lord growing confident because of my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even out of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ from contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in that I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice, because I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death, then, because to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I do not know, because I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus. See Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that what either I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Because to you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear to be in me.